Philip Semple, PLSC Research and Future. Today's date is 03-08-2022. Dictation is for Mr. Richard Morris. Morris spells M-O-R-R-I-S. Richard spells R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 12/05/1962. This is a 59-year-old gentleman here with cough period. Patient said his cough has been going on for about a month now. He stated approximately 6 or 8 weeks ago he was diagnosed with COVID. He was treated with antibiotics, cough medication, and since diagnosis, he said he has his cough, which has progressively gotten worse, period. He described cough as dry and said occasionally we have some green sputum, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Hypertension. Next line. Hypothyroidism. Next line. Obesity. Next line. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Thyroidectomy. Next paragraph. Social history. Denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication. Levothyroxine. Next line, lisinopril. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient report production is cough. He says sometimes it's green, sometimes it's clear. Next line, patient reports myalgia. Next line, denies throat pain, denies headache, denies double vision or blurred vision, denies neck pain or stiff neck, period. Next line. Patient reports nasal congestion, described as green. Correction, described as clear. The next line, patient reports sinus congestion, pain and pressure in his face. Next line, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In mild distress, patient is frequently coughing. Cough sounds dry. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert. Physical exam, question, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 146/88. Pulse 84. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph, HE and T normal. Next paragraph, nose congested with congested. Next paragraph, sinuses, tender sinuses, maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Please go back to face and sinuses and take that ticket report out. Don't include tenderness to palpation of the face. Please take that out. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. No adventitious correction. Mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, respiration. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, normal bowel songs, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2 is cough, number 3 is status post COVID illness, number 4 sinusitis, number 5 rhinitis, period. In the clinic today, patient was given a breathing treatment. Breathing treatment consists of atropine and albuterol times 1. Next line, he was given a dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. Next line, he was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 to 20 minutes after taking on reevaluation after completing breathing treatment and injection. He reports no side effects from the medication. So he said he was comfortable with my discharge plans. He would be discharged with Moxifloxacin, 400 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days. Number 5, next medication, prednisone, day 1, 5 PO, day 2, 4 PO, day 3, 3 PO, day 4, 4 PO, day 4, 2 PO, day 5, 1 PO, total of 15. You used to take this medication in the morning. Next medication is Ryclora, 2/5 mL. You would take 10 mL BID for 10 days, number 200 mL. In parentheses, patient indicated that Tessalon Perles, which he received from another provider when he was diagnosed with COVID, is not working, period. Patient vital signs, more particularly, is pulse oximetry is 98% with COVID. This is a concern. When pulse ox is below 96, studies have shown that x-ray is recommended when their pulse ox is below 95-96%, especially if the patient has COPD or CHF. In open parentheses, this patient has neither COPD or CHF. His pulse ox here is 98%. Chest x-ray is not, will not add any benefit to his clinical course. He is, however, encouraged to come back to the clinic if he's worse or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.